This is Scott Nolan. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM with Jeff Robinson.
Noodle's the latest man, he could never get his fill. Had himself a wife and kid at that old motel. Guitar under the stairs, my auntie left it there. Down to the basement I would crawl. I could still hear Grandpa's call. Sunglasses and blue jeans, those pretty eyes of green, beehive hairdos and beetle bug cars. Oh Lord, I see stars. So fire up, play some old time rock and roll. Before it all turned to noise and greasy ducktail rockabilly boys. Rag top down, so lonely without you. Remember sweet Lorraine, I would play that song over again and again and again. But 10 I was getting paid for my living room matinees. That guitar was now mine on loan. I had a screwdriver microphone. Shine my shoes and shake my hips. The Elvis shirt that never quite fit. Leather jacket, blue suede shoes. An 8-bar bridge and a 12-bar blues. So fire up, play some old time rock and roll. Jacket, blue suede shoes, an 8-bar bridge, and a 12-bar blues.
Welcome, everybody, to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff. I come down here 2 to 4 p.m. every week. Actually, I didn't come down here last week, did I? Nobody would want to come down here last week. I'm sure it was a scene of madness that probably can't be described. So I was nowhere near here. But hopefully you caught that show from last week. I think it was a pretty good one. In fact, I really enjoyed last week's show, the musical selections that I dug out. So if you missed it, check on out tellthebandtogohome.com, or you can find us on Podbean if you go to tellthebandtogohome.podbean.com, or on iTunes, you can search for us there. Coming up soon, you'll find us on Google Play, all kinds of great places to check out this show, and you know, check out last Sunday's show. I kind of liked it, so maybe you would too, maybe you wouldn't, I don't know. Maybe you don't know how you got here. Hopefully you'll stick around and find out whether it's worth your while, though. We kicked it off with something from Scott Nolan. Coming up on Saturday, it's finally your chance to pick up a copy of this record. Holy cow, it's been done for so long, and it's great to finally get it in some hands coming up this Saturday at the West End. Hopefully, or no, not at the West End, it's at the Park Theater. Special guests on that show. I think Kieran West and Richard Inman are also playing on that show. It's going to be a great show, I'm sure. Our pal Eugene can hook you up with tickets. He's good about those kinds of things. So hopefully you'll check that out on Saturday. We'll play some more Scott Nolan coming up. And also coming up, we'll play some stuff from an album that Scott Nolan produced. Tomorrow is finally the release of the William Prince CD, Earthly Days. And I've been waiting for this for years. Can't wait to get down there, pick up a copy of that record. And we'll play some stuff off that. And I think maybe we'll even give away some tickets to see William Prince tomorrow. And seriously, you got to see this guy. He's going to be someone. That's for sure. And you can get in on the ground floor tomorrow on that. It's you know, on my calendar, if you go to tellthebandtogohome.com, we got the upcoming events page. This week is the last week that I have shows on the calendar. Isn't that weird? Like, I have nothing on the calendar again until, I don't even know when. Until, like, Blue Rodeo or something, I think. I don't know. Yeah, look at that. Holy cow. Hopefully there's other shows that I haven't got added to that calendar, because the next thing I have on the calendar after this week is January 15th. That's crazy. It's a long time to go without a show, so hopefully we find something to go to. But three big shows we'll tell you about coming up this week. Well, four, I guess. There's one tonight that we'll also tell you about. Coming up tonight at the Stew Dome, it's Jenny Tai, which I know will be great. Looking forward to that as well. You know, whatever else, if there's something you want to hear, something you want to say, something you want to, you know, get off your chest, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter, I'm at Jeff Robson. Whatever. Do your thing. You know, it's another week and another senseless massacre in the United States. Hard to believe how often it happens down there. We like to think that kind of crazy-ass bullshit never happens here in Canada, but it does. Thankfully, not with the frequency or usually with the severity that it does down in the United States, that's for sure, but it does. And today marks the 26th anniversary of a pretty particularly terrible massacre in Canada, in Montreal, on December the 6th in 1989. Psycho idiot decided to take all his frustrations out on women, so he stormed into a college in Montreal and killed 14 women just because they were women, which is absolutely batshit crazy. And we certainly don't support that kind of crazy, but we do love the women here on this show. We'll play a bunch of wonderful women. And here, I got a couple of songs about that particular horrific day, kicking off with this one. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home. Oh, see? Now I messed it up. Here we go. This will do it, I think.
Geneviève Bergeron, 21. Hélène Colgan, 23. Nathalie Croteau, 23. Barbara Degnaud, 22. Anne-Marie Edouard, 21. Maud Aviernik, 29. Barbara Maria Kusnik, 31. Maryse Laganière, 25. Maryse Leclerc, 23. Anne-Marie Lemay,
December 6th is a dark building that haunts me. a number I can't erase from my memory. With every year that passes, still a difficult day, a painful reminder. It's hard to know what to say that hasn't already been said. About 14 women murdered. 14 women dead.
14 women murdered. 14 women dead. And it was 3 years after December 6, 1989, when I laid eyes for the very first time on L'École Polytechnique. I was in my first year of university. It was Frosh Week, and my bus drove by the University of Montreal. I suddenly noticed the sign, and my skin began to crawl, as if suddenly fear had a location, even though I knew that was just an illusion. Because what happened that day and that Marc Le Pen rage is not limited to one location or a particular page in a history book. It is not a news item locked back in time. It's a wall to be scaled. It serves to remind us of what it still means to be a woman in this world, where things may appear equal. But sisters, don't be fooled. Because somehow things just don't quite seem to be evening out. Somehow, as a gender, it looks like we're still down and out. You can read the statistics for yourself. Hundreds of women dying at the hands of their boyfriend or spouse each year. Women's bodies farmed out, used up, disappeared. Meanwhile, waves of feminism have come crashing into shore. And you'd think by now we wouldn't be fighting anymore. But on December 6, 1989, there was an F-word standoff. The men were ordered outside. 14 women gave their lives. They hadn't signed up to be soldiers. They weren't trying to take sides. They just wanted to be engineers. And I know violence can be random, and no life can be made safe. No matter how much national defense you muster or how much money you make. But among the world's poor, women are on the lowest rung. Our work still undervalued, underpaid, and never done. Across the world, our wages still reflecting less respect. Earning a modest fraction of every male dollar. Economically, we're still the weaker sex. And you'll look around the world at the leaders of state. You'll notice only 15% of politicians are female, and you'll think you made a mistake because you were under the impression that things were equal now. Hasn't it been almost 100 years since women became persons and got the vote in this nation? But look around the world and you'll find anti-abortion legislation. You'll find genital mutilation. 135 million girls and women who've undergone this violation. Exploding rates of female HIV infection, and governments trying to stop overpopulation, making laws which encourage female infanticide. Don't tell me Mark was just a madman, because this violence is still coming from the inside of our world. It is sanctioned. It continues. Our work is not done, and there is still not enough control over who can buy a gun. Smart.
Michelle.
Two, you are tough.
Annie.
Three, you can organize. Four, you are enough.
Annie.
Five, you can listen.
Anne-Marie.
Six, you are loud.
Anne-Marie.
Seven, you can build a world where women are allowed to be unafraid of who they are and what they do.
Geneviève.
Eight, your sense of humor will carry you through.
Natalie.
Nine, you can learn whatever you set your mind to. 10. Your confidence is what makes you look great. 11. You're beautiful at every age, at any weight. 12. Your capacity to love is infinite. 13. You know how to cry. 14. You don't need a list to tell you why.
many reasons to be strong and proud. You were born a human.
Tonight I'm speechless. My head is filled with pouring rain. As darkness falls on Montreal, when violence is shrieking, the city streets will run with pain till the moon can shed no light at all. And I believe that we have fallen in the middle of an old highway, and the past is rolling over us as men begin to understand what women say. They see history reaching out to smother all of us. So morning for sorrow and for shame, and let the deep well inside each of us swell without rage. Those of us who know it went before can come again must ring the bells of morning. I met a man once, he held himself tighter than a fist. He was hard and fast in his inflexibility. And he was threatened by the future, a product of the past. He was terrified by his own femininity. We must ring the bells of morning. We have everything to gain. And may those of us who comprehend commit our lives to change. Though you swear that you can let yourself be vulnerable again, ring the bells of morning. Ourselves and we will never understand. We can learn to make a cradle with these stubborn hands. We will hear the echoes from this shattered land when we ring the bells of never see the day when the violence was overcome. She said silence is the fuel, fear and ignorance, the roaring flames that burn the freedom out of everyone. She said ring the bells of morning and let none of us pretend, for if you walk the path in silence, you might never reach the end. Those of us who know what went before can come again must ring the bells. Bells of morning, oh, ring the bells of morning, ring them louder, ring them long, and let the mother tongue of strains be the peaceful language of this song. Let those ancient voices lead us on into the dawn. Ring the bells of morning, ring the bells of morning.
Hi, this is Stephen Fearing. You're listening to Tell a Band to Go Home on CJUM.
All the finest of the finest kind.
I want to kiss the world beautiful. I want to kiss the world fine. Shoulder to shoulder and cheek to cheek. That don't sound much like a crime. To kiss the world beautiful. I have no name for this desire. I believe in the light, but I don't know.
Well, that's not very good, is it? Yeah, that's the wrong song. Let's just among us pretend that didn't happen, okay?
Julie's sharpest train leaves Leeds around 8:30. With women who are Harrods bound from head-scarfed hurricane. I change my clothes at King's Cross from bland to vivid bay. I'm a working mother, earning jam for tea. In a hotel called the Harlequin with carpets slightly bald. I offer several services, at least that's what they call. There's no real variation in a 15-minute mall. I'm a working mother, earning jam for tea. Working mother undercover, got another violent kiss. Working mother, pop-up lover, am I worth more than this? And tell me now. Yeah. My husband drove his HGV down through France and Spain. He'd always had 3 extra days so he could go and see Elaine. Where it does not rain, they say, hell, I wouldn't know. I'm a working mother, praying to get home. Working mother undercover, got another violent kiss. Working mother, pop-up lover, am I worth more than this? And tell me now. Yeah. Alice is a princess. She loves Barbie dolls and pink. My little Wayne is 3 years older and he wants his own ice skating rink. And one day they'll know, I guess, which time I could be dead from the drink. You see, these are my babies, right? They need an earning mother tonight. So please don't you tell them how I'm a working mother. Working mother undercover, got another violent kiss. Working mother, pop-up lover, am I worth more than this? Working mother undercover, got another violent kiss. Working tell me now. Working mother, praying to get home tonight to my kids as they sleep together in a double bed with everything we own in the world. So come on, mister, one more trick, one more little bit of what you'd like. Won't cost you too much, just my taxi ride home tonight. Yes, yes, yes. But don't, please don't say I'm a working mother. Yeah.
Johnson. My native blood is Cree. I'm here to tell the story of the life stolen from me. My grandfather's grandfather was a great war chief, Big Bear. And Flora, my grandmother, worked with medicine and prayer. My mother is Saskatchewan, my daddy ex-marine. And I was just a half-breed falling somewhere in between. Somewhere in between. Raised up in a reckless world of drugs and alcohol. The police killed my brother Earl, the only one who cared at all. Split my face in two. No surgery could repair. I lived in shame and ridicule. Foundations of despair. Foundations of despair. First memory of my brother Leon. I was only three. He threw me on the table, forced himself inside of me. All the kids stood around as I descended into hell. When I told my daddy about it, and he had his way as well, boys, he took me down as well. I didn't have a language for the pain I suffered through.
Understand, I'm sorry. This is Eliza Gilkison. Tell the band to go home. 101.5 UMFM.
Damn it, I did it again. I'm getting too wrapped up in these songs today. Let's try this one.
And a couple of kids. Your food's on the table, we've all gone to bed, was the note that she'd pinned on the door. In the eyes of the Lord, it's considered a sin, but it's 50 times better than dealing with him. If it wasn't for these two, I'd do myself in. Why, he's already written me off. When she was 18, she was cover girl cute. Just look at her now, you can tell she's been through it. She says, give her the gun and the courage to shoot, and in the blink of an eye, he'll be gone. And it's all for better or worse. Come on and lay by my side. All for better or worse. Did he give you a hell of a ride? It all happened so fast. Was three times her size, standing right by the bed when she opened her eyes. She just thought of the children and tried not to cry out, but she felt like a rat in a cage. And in the heat of the moment, she wanted to fight, only changing her mind when he showed her the knife. Then he spit in her face, then he cut her for spite, adding insult to injury. Then she swore to herself that she'd get him somehow, as she turned every handle the law would allow. Her old man said, leave it, forget him right now. Just left and forgot him instead. And it's all for better or worse. Come on and lay by my side. All for better or worse. Did he give you a hell of a ride? She said, I'm just like you, babe. I take and I give, as the light through her dress fell like sand through a sieve. In the end, who decides what we finish up with? She said tenderly, stroking my hand.
Pulled out and displayed them high heeled shoes.
All the drive-by truckers there with a powerful story called The Wig He Made Her Wear. From their album The Big To-Do, those are the drive-by truckers. Before that, we heard Ian Matthews with a song for his wife. More or less a true story. He said he changed a couple of lines, but otherwise it's all true, unfortunately. For better or for worse, from The Dark Ride, we heard another horrific story. Before that, the Ballad of Yvonne Johnson from Eliza Gilkison from her Land of Milk and Honey record. That's still her best record. What a record. Wow. Martin Joseph in there with another powerful story called Working Mother from his album Evolved. All those tales of, horrible things that men have done to women, I guess. Just because they could. And because sometimes men are crazy. And we heard a couple of songs about an especially crazy dude. Well, not so much about him, I guess, but the results of his actions based on the events of December 6, 1989. We heard The Bells of Morning from Stephen Fearing from his great album, The Blue Line, and a song from Evelyn Perry, a song called 14 for December 6th. And I thought I'd play some no more sad, terrible tales of abuse and neglect. Some more powerful songs and some powerful female singers and songwriters. And especially for some reason, I went through a bunch of tribute records. I got a whole pile of tribute records here that I might play it from. And one thing I noticed about tribute records as I was pulling all these out is that Lucinda Williams is on almost every one. Like, pull out a tribute record from your collection, Lucinda's on there. Except this one, where she would probably make perfect sense. It's kind of strange. But here's a strong lady. She made a lot of strides for women, but a lot of people say that, you know, maybe she's not always the best role model for women because of the character she portrays, perhaps the character she is. I don't know, but she's an amazing songwriter and did open a lot of doors and does deserve a lot of respect. So here's something from the great Dolly Parton.
Just because I'm a woman. Oh, I can see you disappointed by the way you look at me, and I'm sorry if I'm not the woman you thought I'd be. Yes, I've made my mistakes, but listen and understand, my mistakes are no worse than yours just because I'm a woman. Can, while he looks for an end.
But I'd be waiting up when you came home last night. You'd been out with all the boys and you ended up half tied. But liquor and love, I just don't mix. Leave the bottle on me behind. And don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. Just stay out there on the town and see what you can find. Cause if you want that kind of love, then you don't need none of mine.
This is Carolyn Mark, and when I'm in Winnipeg, I listen to nothing but Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, I got a guy, I like him fine, but he takes me for granted all of the time. To teach him a lesson, make him mad, I went out on a date with the best friend he has. I made a man. They had made a mess. And he hugged me, and he kissed me, and he asked me not to do it again. All late last night when I got in, he demanded to know just where I'd been. Well, I really put him right in his place, but instead of an answer, I just laughed in his face. I made a mad boy. Hot dog, they had made a mess. And he hugged me, and he kissed me, and he asked me not to do it again. That he would leave. Well, he should have seen it, cause his face red when I laughed and I told him to go right ahead. They made a mad boy. Hot dog, they had made a mad. And he hugged me, and he kissed me, and he asked me not to do it again.
artists come from such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studio, and you're up early on your ranch, and you'll be brushing out a broodmare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my reel-to-reel, no comprehending. Just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you get. Still feel so alone, still feel related, like stations in some relay. You're not a hit and run driver, no, no, racing away. You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines of freeway. Burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. Rolled right past that tragedy till we turned into some roadhouse lights where a local band was playing. Locals were up kicking and shaking on the floor. Next thing I know, that coyote is at my door. Pins me in a corner and he won't take no. Drags me out on the dance floor, and we're dancing close and slow. Now he's got a woman at home, he's got another woman down the hall. It seems to want me anyway. Why'd you have to get so drunk and lead me on that way? You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines of the freeway. Right in the face. On the road to Belgeny near my old hometown, he ran running through the whisker weeds, chasing some prize down. And the hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes. And the same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses. Privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes and other doors, while the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and paddles to get them through this passion play. No regrets, coyote, I just get off of away. You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines of the freeway. Coffee shop, staring a hole in his scrambled eggs, picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching a waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and Eagles and Tides, air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides, spelling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out. This flame you put here in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines on the free.
We had to let a couple of guys in there. That's Spirit of the West there from an album called Back to the Garden. It's a tribute to Joni Mitchell, another one of those trailblazing, strong, amazing female songwriters that we love. So that's their tribute there. Before that, we heard Carolyn Mark and the Roommates from an album called Hard-Headed Woman. It's a celebration of Wanda Jackson. We heard Hot Dog, That Made Him Mad. Made me kind of happy. Sure liked that one. Before that, we heard Elin Jewell from her Loretta Lynn tribute record, Butcher Holler. We heard Don't Come Home A-Drinkin' With Lovin' On Your Mind. Dolly Parton in there as well, Just Because I'm a Woman. Title track to a fine tribute record to her songs and spirit, I guess. And I got some more tribute records and some more fabulous female songwriters and much more to come. So stick around. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back with more of Tell the Band to Go Home, and hopefully you will as well.